Chapter 1 Chase Kipling was glowering. He was furious and could feel it reflected on his face. The big family dinner with both his family and the Jeffersons had been fun, right up until his soon-to-be sister-in-law's brother started mouthing off. His dinner had been ruined, and he'd just barely held it together until the ordeal was over. His twin brother Cade looked at him with raised eyebrows. "What's got you so riled up?" Chase huffed. He was certain his blood pressure was through the roof, and he knew he needed to calm down before his head exploded. "Tim Jefferson's going on and on about how sexy Katie is." Cade shrugged. "She is a pretty little thing. It's hard for a man not to notice. Plus, she's such a sweetheart." I'm not at all surprised he thought she was attractive. Besides, he didn't go on. It was like one statement. "Seemed like more than that to me," Chase growled. He wanted to punch Tim, so it must have been more than one comment. Katie was his friend, and she didn't need some guy drooling over her. "I just don't like guys, especially tourists, ogling her."
"That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. What in the hell is wrong with you? Are you jealous or something? She's been our best friend since forever." "Do you think no one else is ever going to think she's pretty? That she won't eventually find a guy and marry him?"
Jealous? Was he jealous? Well, he didn't think so, but he sure didn't like what Tim had said. Was that jealousy or just protectiveness?
Yeah, that's all it was, protectiveness.
"Of course guys are going to notice that she's beautiful. I only got upset because I'm protective of her."
Cade punched him in the shoulder. "It's not like Tim is an axe murderer or something. He's your soon-to-be sister-in-law's brother. And he seems like a nice enough guy to me."
"I still didn't like it. What if Rachel talks him into moving here and buying the mini-golf place?"
Cade shrugged. "So what if he does?"
Although I didn't get the idea that he was really considering that. I think they were just thinking about fun ideas. "Hell, you and I have talked about reopening it. Only because it's sitting there all sad and neglected. None of us really wants to put in the time and effort to reopen it. We just don't like seeing it sitting there deteriorating. And I don't see Tim moving from Washington State all the way here to the mountains of Colorado to open a mini golf place. Now stop acting like a dumbass and let's go. We still have to check on the animals and make sure they're bedded down for the night. It's our turn."
Chase sighed. You're right, of course. I'm ready."
As Chase worked on his side of the barn, freshening water and adding hay to the feeders, he thought about his reaction to Tim's comments about Katie. What had gotten him so riled up in the first place? The facts, when he laid them out, were pretty simple. Katie is a good-looking woman. Tim is a nice guy who lives in another state and has a life there. The mini-golf place does attract attention, but it would be a hell of a lot of work to open. Katie was his friend. His best friend, that he'd known since grade school. Men were going to look at her, and he couldn't get all pissed off every time one did. She was his friend, not his girlfriend or lover. Just a friend. By the time he'd finished with his chores, he'd gotten his head back on straight. He hoped no one else had noticed his attitude earlier. He couldn't explain to himself why he'd been so out of sorts, and Kate had acted like he'd lost his mind. So he was going to chalk it up to... shit, he had no idea what to chalk it up to. Insanity, maybe? Katie Jackson locked the front door and turned the sign to closed. Another day, another dollar, as the saying went. It had been fun to see Rachel and Alyssa's brother Tim today when they had come in to gather the candy for the two families and the ranch hands. She still laughed every time one of the Kipling clan came in and walked out with huge bags of candy. Every single person living on that ranch had an enormous sweet tooth, and whoever was going into town was required to bring back candy for everyone else. She always enjoyed watching the event. Some of them were quick and efficient, like Emma, when she brought little Tony in. Surprisingly enough, Lloyd was also speedy. The first time he came in, she'd thought he might have trouble because of his dyslexia, but he had no issues at all,